We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you guys had a good weekend. I had a long one. More on the adventures with Jimmy Clark coming up. But first, let's check out some temperatures. Looks like up around Slap Out and around kind of between Slap Out, Woodward, and Arnett, somebody's got their refrigerator door open because there's a lot of difference in the temperatures there than anywhere else. Must be cloudy, I guess. 80 degrees at Slap Out, 93 at Buffalo, 83 at Woodward, 89 at Arnett. Eric, Oklahoma, you're the hot spot in the whole state of Oklahoma right now at 98 degrees. Hollis, you're 96, 94 at Hobart out here in the panhandle of Texas. Let's see what's going on. Not too bad. 94 at Odell, 95 at Wellington. McLean, you're 94. Miami, not Miami. Miami's 95 and 90 degrees at Lipscomb. So, anyway, it's hot. I don't know what you guys had yesterday, but I seen 108 on my truck one time. It was it's a hot motor scooter. So, anyway, today is the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Happy Hour. We'll have more about the OCA coming up. But first, a few little adventures that I was on this weekend. Yes, it was hot. So what to do? Let's start with Saturday morning. That was fun. It was a really fun morning. Ron Farrell, really good friend of mine from Leedy that lives in Oklahoma City. He came out with a friend of his from OKC that was involved with agriculture, very up on agriculture for sure. But anyway, they come out from Oklahoma City, and then the world famous Ronnie Haney, he come down from Arapahoe, and the famous two Rons from Dewey County are called. They come down to check the high tunnel and stuff. Had a really good time with them, showed them what was going on with my tomatoes and peppers and my sweet corn that's growing outside. Took them up to where we're doing the no-till peanuts and just had a great conversation. I learned a few things from them, and they learned a few from me, they said, but we'll see what happens there. Got irrigation moved on the peanuts. What else to do? Oh, then I hooked onto the trailer, did all the stuff, and the nuclear scientist from Roger Mills County, Donnie Walker, him and I loaded up, and we went to McLeod, Oklahoma, to the, let's see if I get this right, the Noakoski, I hope I said that right, Noakoski Farms. They're just north of McLeod, a couple miles on the North Canadian River, and we got a trailer load of sweet corn to bring back to people to buy yesterday. Interesting operation. When we got there, it was like 5 o'clock, and actually we were an hour early. We got there 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon, and they had probably, I don't know, 40 people working in there. Great, everybody was so nice, but that morning they had 80 people working there. That's how much sweet corn goes through that operation, because you're buying freshly picked sweet corn. And this sweet corn, they said this is the best crop that they've had in 49 years. And so Jacob and his wife were really good to us. I don't remember Jacob's brother's names. There's two of them that was there. And then his father was there. And so anyway, it was really cool. So when we got there, they got a one-row picker. And he goes out there behind the barn down there, I don't know, quarter mile right there. You can see him picking the corn from the shop. Anyway, they've got it set up like a, they got it set up where it runs smoothly. So you turn into an inner spot, come around this curve, they ask you what you want. They snap some fingers, some people come walking out with whatever they want, load them up and take the money and move on. So it's a really good deal. The only thing that I really got that Jacob said that caught my attention was, is the corn was early this year. And I remember talking to a friend of mine's uncle here 3 or 4 years ago when I was thinking about putting in sweet corn patch out here, is what you want to do is you want to plant it so it becomes ready just the week before the 4th of July, because the 4th of July is the biggest week for sweet corn, to eat sweet corn. Everybody's out picnic and barbecuing. So that, but it was early this year. So he started picking last Wednesday, and unless something changed since Saturday, today will be the last day they can pick. That's how tight their window is. He said they'll probably be plowing in tomorrow what they don't pick today, because sweet corn gets hard really fast. There's, you know, unlike some little gardens in your backyard and stuff, when sweet corn, sometimes you can go out there and pick one here today and a couple days later and pick some more. But on the big cotton field, our big cotton fields, corn fields, they their window's less than a week. So anyway, he'll be plowing in some great sweet corn. So anyway, there's if you ever get a chance to go over there, I'm sure you guys seen them either on Channel 4 or Channel 9 where they've had news teams out there and people are lined up for miles. This is one of the places that they do out there. So anyway, nice people. Got our corn. They sacked it up, everything, brought it in. We was out of there in no time after the tractor got back from picking. So it was pretty cool. Nice people. If you ever get a chance, like next year, if you guys want some sweet corn and stuff, get a chance just to go over there to one of those farms and get it fresh. Freshly picked. I'm not talking about 2 days later. You get it right there. It's a really cool thing. So anyway, got back Saturday night, moved my water, checked my high tunnel up, update on the high tunnel. Yesterday I made over 20 pounds of tomatoes, and today looks like it's going to even be better. And I'm about to the point where I can start selling some of them. I had a bunch of pre-orders, and yesterday after I sold the corn up here at Steve's Diesel, and thanks Steve and Jamie for letting me do that, sugardaddy.com visited my farm. Of course, he had a mission. He wanted some tomatoes, but anyway, he visited the farm out there. We didn't even talk sugar or pineapples or nothing, but anyway, thanks Sugar Daddy for coming by. We had that going on. Corn sales went good. I don't know, 10, 11, 12 vehicles parked there when I pulled in there to Steve's yesterday. I told them all to remain calm. They all looked at me like, what? Anyway, I thought I had a ride on my hand. But anyway, the sweet corn, that's the best sweet corn. I've had a lot of good sweet corn, and I can tell you that sweet corn that we got this year from Jacob and his family down there at McLeod, that's the best sweet corn I've ever had. It's just, it's not one of these crazy varieties where they got different colors in it, but it's a honey select variety, and there's 5 or 6 of those out there. So I don't know exactly exactly which one it is, but it's all yellow, no chemicals or any of the, it's non-GMO. I can tell you that, or kind of like that, I guess it was great. I ate it here raw. I was shocked to hear so many people, they looked at me surprised when, look at me like, what? That's never ate raw corn. You got to try it. It gives you the flavor, the whole nine yards. It'll be all right. So try it out. And then what else have we got? Oh, during my sales of sweet corn yesterday morning, I had a surprise visit from Ouachita County. And there's a lot of drama in Ouachita County, especially around Deal City and Sentinel. I never realized there was so much drama that goes on there. Well, anyway, the Cotton King's Uncle Shrimp came to buy sweet corn. And anyway, so I got him to tell me some stories on the Cotton King. But none of them was really deals, but I guess I've been calling him the wrong name all along. Uncle Shrimp ended up telling me that Jimmy's Rhodes' name is not the Cotton King. He said down there around Sentinel, they call him Fat Boy. That's not coming from me. That's coming from his own uncle. Anyway, it's not Cotton King. It's Fat Boy. But on the flip side of that, I found out that Uncle Shrimp keeps things kind of disturbing down there in the family, down there around Sentinel and Dill City, because when the work's going on, he's always on the golf course. So, I mean, there's a lot of drama in that family down there, in that area down there. But anyway, he will. Oh, my gosh, there's something. Anyway, so let's go ahead and take an OCA break. When we come back, I'll have what happened overnight in our markets and what's happening, an update with our Lipscomb's dealership's ag market update. We'll have that. And then I got a special guest coming on for our third segment, and we're going to be talking about some upcoming events that's coming up next month right there in Norman, Oklahoma. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Y'all come to the party at Barbara Dyson Ford. Wednesday, June the 26th, we're celebrating 30 years in business and our 7th President's Award. David Droke with Payzone will cook prime rib sliders and smoked mac and cheese. And Surf Bar will serve up treats as well. Oklahoma State University's Abby Thomas and Bullet will be there. So will Pistol Pete and some surprises you won't want to miss. Help us celebrate our 7th President's Award for excellence in customer service and our 30th anniversary at Barbara Dyson Ford. Wednesday, June the 26th from 11 to 1, next to the airport in Elk City. Y'all come see us.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Turn that button on so you guys can hear me. All right, Canadian, Texas. Here's your ag weather update. 94 degrees and heat index is 95. Humidity's 37, dew point 64. The winds are out of the south at 11 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today so far, 17 miles an hour. There was no wind yesterday. It was tough, brutal. Month-to-date precipitation, 1.23 inches. 8-inch soil temperature is 83 degrees. I had a good question on the text line. Wanted to share this with you. Can you space the planting out to help spread harvest out? Yes, you can. There by my high tunnel, I've got three rows of sweet corn out there, and I planted them 3 to 5 days apart. You can even go to a week apart. The thing of these big farms like Noakoski Farms there, like at McLeod, you know, they've got so many people that are going to help them for so long, and so they got one shot at this. So they do it, you know, and they want to do it right before the 4th. And like Jake told me the other day, their corn was a little early. So, you know, that's their shot. It's not that they're not going to sell any, but it probably wouldn't have been good. It probably would have been better if it had got ready this Wednesday, getting closer to the deal. But, you know, putting up sweet corn is really easy. I mean, you can clean it, boil it, put it in the freezer. But I'm telling you, I've been saying I've been doing this last four or five years. I leave it just like it is. Don't cut nothing off. That way you don't have any edges getting freezer burn. Just put them in the trash bag, throw them in the freezer. And it's just as good 2 years down the road. I promise you it is. It's good. I double trash bag it. But anyway, that's one of the ways. I forgot something else about as the world turns down there in Ouachita County around Sentinel. Uncle Shrimp said that he knows when his nephew's getting ready to go on a trip because he said Jimmy likes to travel. And so he said when you see 3 or 4 calves come in his lot there closer to the house, he said he knows he's getting ready to travel because he's going to cash in on those calves to have some spending money on his travels. Anyway, I forgot all about that. So we'll see that. All right, let's see what happened overnight real quick. Soybeans and grains were a little changed overnight as investors weigh extremely hot weather in the U.S. Corn Belt against ample supplies globally. Temperatures in much of the central U.S. are expected to hit triple digits today, putting recently planted beans, corn, and spring wheat at risk. The heat wave is forecast from parts of the Dakotas south into Louisiana. The National Weather Service said advisories issued by the agency will stretch from central Kansas to east into Illinois. 70% of the U.S. soybeans were in good or excellent conditions as of June 16th. Down 2 percentage points from the week prior, according to the USDA. About 72% of the U.S. corn crop was rated good or excellent, down from 74% the previous week. The USDA is scheduled to release its updated crop progress report this afternoon. Wouldn't be surprised if it was already out. Still, global soybean inventories in 24-25 marketing year expected to reach 128 million metric tons. That's up from 111.1 million tons a year earlier. Production worldwide is seen as 422.3 million tons, up from 396 million from the previous year. Overnight, soybeans for November delivery rose 2¾ cents to $11.22¾ a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal fell 20 cents to $3.41.20 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.08 cents to 44.3 cents a pound. December corn futures were down 1¾ cents to 451.5 a bushel. Wheat futures for September delivery in Chicago rose 1¼ cents to 577 a bushel, and Kansas City fell 1½ cents to 585.5 a bushel. Export sales of corn fell in the 7 days that ended June 13th. Came in at 511,000 metric tons. That's down 52% from the previous week and 48% from the previous four-week average. Down quite a bit. Japan, 370,000 tons. Colombia, about 113,000 tons. And Mexico, 99,000 tons. Saudi Arabia, 59,000 tons. Here we go. My favorite line. The total would have been higher, but a John Doe country canceled orders of 418,400 tons. Spain nixed 57,000. South Korea called off 55,000 tons. Soybean sales were at 556,000, up 48% from the week prior and 89% from the average. Soybeans doing good. China, 213,000 tons. Egypt, 157. Indonesia, 64,000. The Netherlands, 58,000. And a John Doe destination took 58,700. The purchases offset by cancellations of 66,000 tons by Pakistan. Wheat sales for 24-25 marketing year that started on June 1st totaled 589,000. Metric tons, South Korea bought 118,000, Philippines 108, Vietnam was in there for 88,000 tons, Indonesia 80,000 tons, Brazil 60,000 tons, a John Doe country council shipments of 37,000 tons. According to the National Weather Service, a massive heat wave will continue throughout the day as heat advisories have been issued from this. Northern South Dakota to the Gulf of Mexico and central Nebraska, heat indexes will rise as high as 108, in western Iowa 105. Near Missouri, temperatures will also reach 105. Those working outside are advised to drink plenty of fluids. And I mean, please do that. That stuff yesterday will hurt a guy. So please be do that. All right, let's see what the... let's get an update, and I got your Lipscomb's dealership's ag market update here out quick. July corn 429 down 5.5. September 435 down 5. Soybeans for July 1176 up 16¼. August is up 14¼ at 1161. Soy meal for July 373.90 up 12.10. So most I've seen that thing ever jump. Soybean oil is down. July 43.45 down 49. Hard red winter wheat make a little bit of recovery from what it was about an hour and a half ago. July hard red winter wheat 578 down 3. Cotton for July 71.39 up 3.20. West Texas oil August 81.62 up 89 cents. And natural gas is up a little bit today. July is 277, up 6. Looks like the Dow is up, the S&P is unchanged, and the NASDAQ is in the red. Let's see what cattle's got going on here. Live cattle, June, 188.57, down or up 97. August is 184.55, up 140. October is 183.45, down 17. Feeder cattle. August 258.92 up 55. September's 260.15 up 25. And October's 260.72 up 10. Lean hogs for July 90.97 down 107. August, that's for July. August is 87.82 down 150. Oh, yeah. And I got to give a big shout out to Dr. Taylor and her hubby yesterday. They hung around a little bit and helped me with all the sweet corn and getting in people's vehicles and all that. And Danny Haggard. You guys might know him over here east of Elk City, going towards Burns Flat and Canute. He helped me for a little bit handling the money. It took Doc Taylor probably 45 minutes to straighten that out. He just threw it in there. He's not very well organized when it comes to a bank bag. Anyway, I appreciate everybody's help, and I appreciate everybody that came out and bought sweet corn. It was good. Let's see. Well, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association break. When I come back, Lori Campbell's going to be on here talking to me about the convention coming up next month. And we'll see what's going on with her lifestyle, because I know she just got back from a road trip. And I want to know more about Jeremiah Campbell singing all the way to, I think, Wyoming and back. We got to find out more about this. So we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
It's a form of saving history, whether it's a town or a veterans monument or a family monument. And you can go out into any part of Oklahoma and you'll drive past something that happens to be something mom and dad did or something grandpa did, and it's still there. And in this day and time, things are so throwaway. And even the things we do something on a campus 25 years later, they're going to want to move it, which who would I ever thought? You know, granite's permanent. You usually put it there to stay forever. We moved the Kilpatrick Turnpike sign. We moved it to the highway department. I don't know how many places you can go, maybe farming. You know, they see their crops and everything, but we can go out and actually touch, feel, and see what our grandfather did or what our mom and dad did, and that's kind of cool.
Willis Granite Products. Our website is willisgranite.com.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. Sealing, Oklahoma. Here is your ag weather update. Currently it's 88, feels like 91. dew point 67, humidity's 50%, the winds are out of the south at 6, 1.81 inches of rain in the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 86 degrees, and sunset, 8:57. Hot and 101 today. South winds 13 to 15 miles an hour tonight, 77. Still pretty warm for night. South winds. And then tomorrow, same thing. South winds 13 to 15 with gust up to 20 and 103. It's going to be warm out there. All right. Well, on the phone with me right now is the world famous Lori Campbell.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm fantastic. You were right about those clouds up there around Arnett. We even got like a tiny little sprinkle.
Oh, cool. I thought somebody left the refrigerator door open.
No, it was pretty hot first thing this morning.
Yeah, it was pretty toasty this morning. So, so you guys probably don't look too shabby right there in Ellis County because you guys been hitting some decent rains at the right time. So how's the grass looking up there?
Yes, sir. It looks pretty dang good for the end of June up there. We can't complain a bit. We've caught some of those rains that missed some other guys, and we're just thankful to be wading through tall green grass.
Yeah, if people either weren't raised on a farm or live on a farm or worked on a farm or ranch, whatever, they don't realize what can happen, because just like my situation with my landlord down around Carter, I got to start feeding hay today at one pasture because it's burnt up, but they got plenty of water. And 5 miles to the northeast, I got plenty of green grass, and the windmill went dry and the pond mud hole. So I got to start hauling water there today or tomorrow. So it's just, man, just whatever.
Yeah, summertime, that water deal gets to be really, really critical.
Yes, it does. Well, coming up next month in Norman, Oklahoma, what's happening?
We've got the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association 72nd Annual Convention and Trade Show.
How fun's that going to be?
It's a can't miss it kind of thing. It's going to be a ton of fun July 19th and 20th. It's going to be hot, so you might as well show up there. They always have the air conditioner on.
All right. Tell us what some of the stuff's going to be going on.
Okay. So a few of the things that are happening up there, they'll have 2 full days of convention. So Friday and Saturday, both all day long from 9 o'clock in the morning until into the evening. They'll have all kinds of educational sessions. Dr. Peel will be there Saturday morning. That's always a really popular time for everybody to come listen to him and the Cattle Outlook. A guy that was super interesting last year is back again on Friday talking about the weather outlook. And he had all kinds of interesting things to say about how the El Nino and La Nina weather patterns affect us and the rain that we're getting or not getting. So I'm looking forward to that one again. They'll have some guys from OSU coming in to talk. Always interesting. And my favorite part is always getting to see everybody. There's plenty of time to goof off. There's plenty of time to chat with your buddies. And you guys can all talk about how much money you're making in the cattle business right now.
I got you. What's up? Let's see here. What was, there was something. Is TCU going to be there this year? Do you know?
Say that again, Jimmy. Who was that?
TCU. The Frogs from down there in Texas.
Yes. Yes. Going to be there again.
There, is that good? I give you to it, my language.
Well, I've got you on speakerphone because I've got Jeremiah in the truck with me, so I didn't want him to miss out on it.
Oh, I didn't know this. This is going to be so fun.
He's thrilled.
I bet he is. But anyway, so remind me, you have to be a member to come to the OCA convention, correct?
Yes, you do need to be a member to come to convention because this is one of the 2 times during the year that we have opportunity for our members to make and vote in and change policy. And so that's the reason behind all of that.
Oh.
But registration and membership, it's all really affordable. And there's also a Rancher's Resilience Grant that people can apply for, but you have to have that done by this Friday.
Okay.
So if you're interested in that, go to the okcattleman.org website and look up the Rancher Resilience Grant. And otherwise, if you'll go ahead and get your hotel room before the end of the month, they've got a group rate for that. That hotel Embassy Suites will fill up, though. So if you want your room for $140, you got to get it done this week.
Okay. What? Explain to everybody what that Oklahoma Resiliency Grant is.
So there's a grant through NCBA, and they just, you get to apply for it online, and it's just money that's set aside to help cover your expenses to go to convention. And they do it for a lot of different states, and we happen to be able to get that this year just to help. I mean, you know, a lot of times you need a trip, you want to take a trip, and then you got to pay for the trip. So this is just a way, I think there's $500 available for that. So that would cover your entire hotel room, your registration, and probably a little bit of fun.
Yeah, cool. All right, very good. Because I seen that the other day, and that's why I texted you, hey, what's this? But there's, anyway,
yeah.
There's a lot going on up there, and are they giving any awards out this year?
Yes, there will be Saturday night, we'll get to eat good, there'll be a big awards presentation. Also, Saturday evening, one of the speakers on the Legacy panel is going to be Davis Angus. So Western Oklahoma will be very well represented.
Really?
I'm excited to hear. Yes, I don't even know for sure who's going to be speaking on behalf of the family, but it'll be awesome no matter who they pick.
Oh, great. Well, if Jim Davis is listening, I take back what I told him last time on the phone. Yes, and I'm going to be doing my show live up there Friday.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Yeah, and we'll see if we can get Jeremiah on maybe to sing a tune for us. And let's see, is he more of a George straight kind of guy, or is he more like, what's his name? Hang on here. The guy on American Idol. Who's that?
Oh, I don't know, Jimmy.
One of the judges on American Idol. What's his name? I'm drawing a blank. Luke. Luke. Yeah. Or whatever his name is. Anyway, from Georgia. All I know, anyway. So, which is it, Jeremiah? Who do you sing after? Who's your favorite artist?
Johnny Cash is not terrible.
From what I've seen posted on social media, you weren't doing any Johnny Cash stuff.
Hey, it was a long ways across Wyoming, Jimmy.
I know it is. So anyway, well, cool. So, but can people still join the OCA now and get to go to the convention?
Yes. You can actually pay all of it all at one time. Or you can go ahead and get your membership taken care of now, and then you can do your convention registration as well. Super easy. It's a great bargain. It's $100 per year, and that gets you your Cowman magazine. That comes out every month, keeps you updated on what's going on. We've got a really informative email. We've got a Beef Direct sales list. There's just all kinds of things that you're getting for your $100. Plus, we've got somebody at the Capitol working for rural Oklahoma.
Right. Yes. And it's very important. It's cheap. I mean, it's less, $8 a month? That way we figured it up. A little over $8, but it's cheap. It's a great organization. And last year was my first convention up there, and I had a blast.
Yeah, it's a great time. I mean, and just being able to, I've gotten to know so many people from across the state, and being able to collaborate and trade ideas, it's helped our business a lot, just personally. And I know of a lot of other people that it's helped them to make contacts. And, I mean, it's just invaluable when you can talk to other people with the same kind of values and business mind. It's just great to be able to get that kind of information.
Okay, on to more news here. Let's briefly tell everybody, you guys just got back from your trip up north, took a horse up there. The horse did really good at the sale. Tell us about the young lady that bought your horse, and tell us what the sale was all about.
Okay, so we were able to put a horse into the Cowgirl Cadillac sale at Sheridan, Wyoming. And this is a really elite sale. They only take 50 horses, and it's strictly women that have trained the horses, and then they're marketing them specifically to women and kids. So they're very safe, very gentle, very broke, and very fancy. The high-selling horse was $117,000.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty good. So they have a big production up there. It's a couple days of kind of just networking and people getting to know the horses. You get to show your horse off. They have several different previews. And a really fantastic family from Florida took a shine to my horse. Both of their daughters had test rode the horse and just fell in love. And so then, of course, their daddy was very happy to oblige them with a really nice buckskin gelding to take back to Florida.
So how long did it take for you to get this gelding ready to go?
Specifically for the sale or just to get them that good? Because it takes their whole lives to get them that good.
Yeah, I mean, let me rephrase this. How long you been working with this horse?
Well, so he was just 5 years old, and they get started at 2, and I'd had him for 2 years. So pretty much been working on being fancy his whole life.
Yeah, awesome. And have you got any reports back from down in Florida? Are they in love?
Yes, they are in love. I got the sweetest little picture of him turned out in a paddock. They were excited that he didn't have to live in a stall and they could turn him out on the grass. And I had to inform them that he would prefer that since he didn't have a stall at my house either.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was hard to kick Jeremiah out of the house and make room for the horse, wasn't it?
Right?
Okay. So you did some short little deals on skits going up there and coming back on you and Jeremiah's travels. And I did not know that Jeremiah was a singer. And how do you do it? I mean, all the way up there to Wyoming. You said it's a long ways across Wyoming. It's a long ways to Wyoming.
It is a long ways to Wyoming. And Kansas gets pretty boring.
Yes. Yes, it's, I'll agree to that. I mean, it's just so far in between towns, and there's nothing but that. Everybody says Western Oklahoma's flat, and I just laugh at them. So.
Yeah, Western Oklahoma looks scenic compared to some of that Western Kansas, doesn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Anyway, so, Jeremiah, are you up to sing a song for us? Or like a sentence?
Jimmy, I don't know if America's ready for that.
Well, hey. There's agents. I knew you would be on today, so I got some talent agents from American's Got Talent, American Idol, The Voice, and Britain's Got Talent. They're listening today.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on this one, Jimmy. I'm not quite ready for that on the spot song.
So do you got any upcoming concerts at the Pack Saddle Bar coming up?
No, not that are scheduled.
I love you too. Anyway, hey, how's the quail look?
Oh, the quail are looking good. Those brains have hit just right, and they're all paired up and whistling, talking pretty to each other. It's going to be a good year for quail.
So does the Bob White, when it's whistling and singing, does it sound a lot like Jeremiah?
You know, there's some similarities.
Have you seen any babies? Have you guys seen any babies yet? I've seen babies down here.
I haven't seen any little fluff balls yet, but I see several of them paired up. Now, there's a lot of young turkeys running around already.
Right.
So, usually the quail are just right behind them.
Well, you have the turkey king, the turkey god, living in your neighborhood, so you guys should have plenty of turkeys up there.
It's true. I think he's getting all the hard work done on the turkeys, making sure the population is great.
Yeah, he does pretty good. And this year he's focusing a little more on his baby mule deer than he is the turkeys, but I bet he gets it all done.
Oh, those mule deer are so cute. I'm a northern girl, so I appreciate a good mule deer.
All right. Well, you guys keep all those guys out there from shooting those mule deer, and they'll have a population up there before you know it. So anyway, so remind everybody again when the OCA convention is.
July 19th and 20th at the Embassy Suites at Norman. Don't miss it.
All right,
get
cool.
Get your registration done.
All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming on, Jeremiah. Safe travels out there.
I'm going to need it, Jimmy. Thank you.
You've got to tote me around. You know that's a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, because you're a busy lady. So anyway, appreciate you guys and love you guys, and you have a great day and stay cool.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy.
See you guys. All right, let's take an OCA break. When we come back, we will have a ag weather update brought to you by the Hobart Farm and Garden down there. And we'll just do Hobart today for our Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. Celebrate our 19th anniversary with 15% off all your purchases all month long. That's right. Save 15% on living room, dining room, bedroom, mattresses, everything. Come shop at Western Oklahoma's largest furniture and appliance store right next to Tractor Supply in Elk City. And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price or it's yours for free.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb, good people, great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June the 14th. 1,435 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 475 brought 315. 4 at 546 brought 298. 4 at 720 brought 264. 8 at 753 brought 257. 3 at 955 brought 228. 4 at 966 brought 225. 4 head of heifers at 278 brought 335. 8 at 424 brought 290. 5 at 544 brought 286. 7 at 654 brought 253, 20 at 807 brought 218, 13 at 845 brought 221, butcher cows were 62 to 152, butcher bulls brought 120 to 178, bred cows were 1300 to 2500, pairs brought 900 to 2775, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran-owned. We deliver top-tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our FECON Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded in and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for Hobart, Oklahoma. 96 degrees, feels like 98. Dew point 64, humidity's 35. The winds are out of the south at 15 with wind gusts up to 23. No rain in the last 10 days. 87 degrees is the 3-day average. 4-inch bare soil temperature. 8:54 is the sunset. And 100 and hot today with south winds. Tonight, 77 south winds. 14 to 16 with a gust up to 20. Tomorrow, Tuesday, hot and 101 with south winds. 14 to 17 with a gust up to 25. It's going to be warm, people. Take care of yourself. All right. Let's see here. Oh, you guys, it's June 24th. And the prices on our hunting and fishing licenses are going up July 1st, I believe. Lieutenant James, if you're listening, I think that's correct. So anyway, I just want to let everybody know that that's happening. If you want to get your dad, your kid, your wife, your daughter, whoever, a lifetime hunting license, be cheaper to do it now than next month. Also, hang on here. Let me widen the screen up a little bit if I can. There it comes. So you guys all raising commotion about going to electronic ID tags on your cattle. Guess what? Beginning July 1st, 2024, when you purchase your federal duck stamp online, the digital version will remain valid through June 30th of the following calendar year. So, hey, they're using electronic duck stamps. Why not put those IDs on the cattle, too? Anyway, the following calendar year, like next year, June 30th of 2025, for the first year, the physical stamp will now only be mailed to you after March 10th of the following calendar year of next year. How about that? Also beginning July 1st, resident and non-resident youth, those under 18 are required to have a youth super license and harvest information, a HIP permit to hunt waterfowl. They are exempt from the Oklahoma waterfowl license. So anyway, let's see. Here's a couple of questions to go over with you real quick on this. Do I need a physical stamp to hunt? If you can show proof of the electronic stamp, the e-stamp, being issued to you, you do not need to have a physical stamp. Let's see what else here. Where can I get an electronic stamp? When you can purchase an e-stamp through your state online license sales system. And it's an easy app. Go outdoors on your deal. Let's see here. When do I have to prove I have a duck stamp? Any eligible method of proof of license in your state is acceptable, print or digital versions, screenshot or PDF, mobile app display, etc., or may be allowed in the state that you are hunting. Let's see, that's about it. That's all I know on that part. So if you're getting you need to get one, or you know anybody need to get a lifetime hunting license in the state of Oklahoma, better get after it this week, because next week they're going up. All right, let's see here. Cotton report. I'll give you a cotton report. I got a couple minutes left here. Wherever my email is, there it is. Let's see here. Not much going on, just according to the NCC, the National Cotton, the U.S. Cotton Growers. You can now enroll in the Climate Smart Cotton Program. And then, let's see here, bale packaging specifications have been approved. Let's go on. Let's see what happened. Just a lot of governmental stuff going on all over the deal. But net exports for the week ending June 13th was 202,800 bales. This brings total 23-24 sales to approximately 13.5 million. Total sales at the same point in 22-23 marking year was 14.4 million. Total new crop for 24-25 sales are at 2.1 million. Shipments for the week was at 209,800. Exports to date, 10.1 million bales compared to 10.9. With approximately 2 months remaining in the marketing year, weekly shipments must average 247,000 bales a week to reach the USDA projection. You know, I shot a text out there to Carrie this morning at Pampa at the Lone Star Gin to find out how the cotton's looking out there. And my reply was, or his reply to me was, for trade you information for corn, sweet corn. I said, we'll talk to you later. Anyway, there's cotton's looking good out there in the Texas Panhandle. Everything's looking great. So anyway, hope you guys enjoyed the show today. You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sarah, Oklahoma. Have a great day, and God bless.